speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Is it possible that the ark may be or what or has been found? Does the Bible indicate? I remember as a young boy hearing my mother and father and even Sunday school teachers and preachers teach about the ark and thinking, wouldn't it be wonderful if they were able to find the ark? Well, why did we stop with the ark? Wouldn't it be wonderful if they were able to find a lot of things that we read about in the Old Testament Scripture that would help, I guess you would say, substantiate faith, right? In the 8th century, a monastery and mosque were erected in an area that I believe is known as the Turkish territory today, where that they believe that the ark would have landed in the mountains of Ararat. I find it interesting that natural disasters destroyed that relic that man had built, this area that they were bound down to. And then by 1975, it is said that satellite images showed an object that was protruding from the snow. In this area where that they say that the ark would have landed, that's very significant for us to understand. It's an area that is covered with snow and ice. It's virtually impossible for man to be able to get to that. In that, from a satellite image, as what we know, we're able to look at various objects and to identify, or at least help us to identify in our very present age. From these satellite images, some say that from the snow, it appears as if there's an object that might be the ark protruding out of the snow. Well, number one, how do we know exactly what the ark looked like? And then also, there are suggestions by those who read these satellite images saying that from the size of the ark, really, it would be impossible. Note that. It would be impossible to say whether or not this would be the ark. The only way that man could ever know that is if he were able to go and to research the area and to find the finding itself. The Scripture designates a country and not a specific mountain range where the ark landed. Oftentimes when we read from the Genesis account, Genesis chapters 6 through Genesis chapter 9, we know that the ark came to rest at Mount Ararat. That's the way that the English translation provides that. Yet at the same time, if you read the passages that I have on the screen, turn in your Bibles to 2 Kings 19 and verse 37. The context there actually says the Ararat, the region or the land. So that doesn't specify a specific mountain, but rather an area within this area known as Ararat. So again, in this, being able to directly say that we've been able to find the ark, or is it important for us to be able to find the ark? I don't think that it's important for us to do so. New Testament references harmonize with the Genesis record of the flood. Why do I say that? The things that we need to concern ourselves with is not whether we're going to be able to find the ark or anything else, but rather we need to walk in faith. And whenever the New Testament, in this case concerning the ark, speaks of the ark as a literal thing that did happen, the flood as a literal event that took place, we need to understand that it is indeed a real event, and that the ark did it was indeed built by a man by the name of Noah, and that he carried Noah and his immediate family to safety. And today we need to trust in God then as we would think in regard to the ark or anything else concerning our faith in God concerning things of the Old Testament.